Chapter 5, Section 1, The Birth and Infancy of Modern Manufacturing. The beginnings of the Industrial Revolution were actually agricultural. Improved farming technology helped make farming much more efficient in England throughout the beginning of the 18th century. The before snapshot, involving lower-class tenant farmers, T-E-N-A-N-T space F-A-R-M-E-R-S. Lower-class tenant farmers would work and live on a farm, ensuring that crops were planted and harvested, and that the farm would be kept free from grazing animals or humans that could diminish that crop. The central area of this land was designated the Commons, C-O-M-M-O-N-S. The Commons was an area where the tenant farmers could commonly gather and perhaps plant their own crops and feed their own livestock on the side. For most of the farmland, the profits would go to the landowner, and there was little chance of tenant farmers actually owning any land permanently. All members of a tenant farmer's family would work the land, starting at a very young age. Especially come harvest time, you could expect 14-hour workdays. What caused the agricultural revolution? Aided by barbed wire fences, landowners turned their land into enclosures. E-N-C-L-O-S-U-R-E-S. Enclosures literally enclosed different crops with fences. This was guaranteed to keep livestock and other scavengers out. With enclosures and other practices that made farming more efficient, like crop rotation, the landowners did not need the tenant farmers as much. Instead, migrant workers could be hired to plant the crop during spring and harvest it during fall. This is the predecessor to today's system of corporate farming.